Hello.
Hey, RJ, it's Ja. Hey, so I got your the statement. Yeah, this one works.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, so I'll
Good
go
morning.
ahead and send that over along with a check and the document. And then I just want to touch on a point because you mentioned about the cash part about depositing into your account and then funding the and then you would go purchase the equipment from the vendor yourself. So for this one specifically, this is a traditional equipment financing. So what that means is basically we fund the vendor, and then you get the equipment, and then you just pay us a monthly payment. In regards to that, if we were to do like a capital loan for you, which is a working capital, usually it's more expensive, and that's kind of our second chance loan that we give to customers that don't qualify for the equipment financing, which
Yeah, I
is
was just curious because we had talked to Nicole about that, how usually you show up with cash, you can talk them down a little bit, whereas otherwise,
Yeah, this
so.
is a way easier and cheaper option for you because if we do the cash loan, it's usually it's the loan starts usually about 10% up for equipment.
Okay.
Yeah, so
All
this
right.
one is much cheaper for you.
I'll get a hold of them and let them know the check will be coming soon.
Okay, sure, sounds good. And then I'm gonna process this, and then I'm gonna go ahead and start, start processing the approval for the working capital side, and then we can go from there. And then I'll give you an update, once I send this over and that everything's okay.
So, since I just want to let you know too,
Sure.
I did talk to Nicole about this. If it's also the working capital that I do have, I don't know how that's, they're unsecured. I do have a piece of equipment I own that I owe nothing on that if you needed to use for collateral or help lower any rates, I would gladly do. But that's up to, obviously, I don't know how to, I don't know, that's up to you guys. I just wanted to like, I let her know about that and she
Sure.
thought that would be of use, but just wanted to throw it out there.
Sure. Yeah, no problem. I'll run the preliminaries numbers and then we can go from there. Yeah, usually the working capital side, we don't put anything up for collateral. We do have like one or two programs that where basically you can put other things up for collateral and then get cash from it. But those usually don't come out to be that great of a deal. Those are kind of like our third chance loan, I guess you can say. But we'll discuss the different options with you.
Okay, no problem. I'll give them a buzz and let them know that probably by middle of next week, if he's in Ohio. So however long it takes you to send a check from California to Ohio, must be.
Okay, yeah, we're probably just gonna wire it over to him.
Oh, okay. That works.
Okay.
Oh, so you have to get like his bank account information and everything?
Yeah, I think we're gonna get that later on. Because we have the information from the vendor, so now it's gonna be the funding department will get will they'll do all the litigate the logistics of that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Thanks.
Okay. All righty. It's good talking to you. Thanks for everything.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.